Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We are soft but not sloppy this season, but I hate to disappoint you. It's feeling a little sloppy this week. I am Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl in Paris with Angela Tours. I'm joined by Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead. And I led with that because we're both entrepreneurs. We are both working mothers. We work inside the home. We're each blessed to work in our respective countries that we love so much, France and Italy. And so... I guess in a way, I you know, Shay doesn't like the expression self-care. I or the expression girl boss.
Let's talk about that today.
Let's unpack that. But I guess in a way, we're girl bosses. I can't. She's putting on her makeup while we talk. We could talk about like letting go of the girl boss in a way to build your own flow, and maybe we'll unpack why Ange hates the girl boss culture. It's kind of like the wine culture, Wino Wednesday, Chardonnay all day, kind of thing for me. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way. But so we're here, and this is season 24 of the show. Every season we try to look at our lives and what we're dealing with, where we have 10 children between the two of us, two husbands, and these careers, really, which it's still kind of cringy for me to call it a career. I guess it actually is, Ange.
But it is.
So we have a lot going on, and we look at kind of what's happening behind the scenes, and we come to the show, to you, our wonderful audience, with a theme. And our theme for this season, Shay came up with it beautifully, is soft, not sloppy. And what we kind of want to do is look at areas of our life where we could maybe just give ourselves a little bit of a break or come at it from a little bit of a different angle to take some of the pressure off, to create some margin, to just calm down a little bit, but not be sloppy. Because many of us, we know from the feedback we get from you, we have a level of excellence that we want to come to and have within our home. So where we are. Soft, not sloppy. And today we're looking at the cringy girl boss.
Yeah. It is a little cringy, isn't it? And the tricky bit though with it is that a lot of women work. A lot of women have to work. A lot of women want to work. A lot of women find themselves working, even if only in the home, even if only that, which is massive. Only. Yeah, exactly. Massive on its own. Yeah, so my point is women are working somewhere. All of us are working somewhere doing something.
Right.
So maybe you're not your own, quote, boss, right? But we all have work to do. And so how do we go about that in a soft, not sloppy sort of a way?
Right. And whether or not you're an entrepreneur, typically in the home, nobody's holding you accountable.
Yeah.
For the homemaking things that need to get done. That's on you. And you are your biggest, you are your worst nightmare. You are your biggest cheerleader. It kind of stops with you in many areas. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're an entrepreneur in your own way in your home.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think we don't usually, you and I don't spend a ton of time talking about our work outside of the home. Right. But like even doing this podcast for us, we're doing it as homemakers, talking to homemakers. And it's, but for us, it is part of our work. It's actually part of our job.
Right.
So, you know, even in us sharing these things with you, you know, there has to be a kernel of girl boss in there who's mm-hmm. who's saying, hey, we're going to sit down this time. This is what we're going to talk about. Here's who's outline. Sponsoring the season. Here's yeah. the outline.
Did you talk to that advertiser, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. The irony of this is that we are in year five of this podcast. I have been an entrepreneur for 16 years now running the Elliott Homestead. You guys, if I sound like I'm in a swimming pool today, I couldn't figure out my microphone. It's sitting right here. Can't get it hooked up to Zoom, and Stu's not here to help me. So, like, there's proof right there. Girl boss, she ain't all she's cracked up to be. Right. I can't even get a stupid microphone hooked up to my computer after 16 years of making my living online. So, I suppose that's humbling in a way. That's a good thing. But here's what I don't like about the girl boss culture. And I don't actually know if you agree with this, Angela, because you are a slightly more dynamic, kind of crushing it kind of a person.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're just, you know, you'll call me and be like, not only did I work out, like I worked out.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. So what I don't like about girl boss culture is the idea that it needs to look like that to be correct or to be like working, right? There's not like a lot of soft, maternal things woven into girl boss culture.
But I would say feminine. Okay. So here's,
Okay,
darn it. I just had the thought.
I love when we think out loud. We totally process.
This is great. The thought
totally process in front of a bunch of thousands of people.
I was trying to listen to you and not be formulating what I was going to say next, which we walk a fine line on this show because you got to be ready to talk. Can you say that again, or at least the first part?
Well, I was saying I don't like how girl boss culture means like you're supposed to be crushing it. It's too harsh. It's too aggressive. Winning doesn't just mean, you know, quote, crushing it.
Okay.
That's what I don't like about it.
So what I don't like is that, I mean, I like to crush it.
I know you do.
But I don't like the crush it 24/7, crush it becomes your persona, crush it at all costs.
Yeah.
So just as an example, I love to watch real estate shows. So I watch this French real estate show called, I never can get it right in English. Sorry. I think it's called Paris Agency and it's on Netflix. It is my favorite show. They cannot produce the next season fast enough. I love this family. It's a family real estate agency. Well, because, and like, if you're a Francophile, I know the ladies on my trips, I'm always telling them you have to watch this show. It kind of lets you know what's going on behind these buildings that we're walking by every day, like the crazy apartments going on behind these old structures. So because of that, Netflix recommends things to me. So in one of these episodes, they get hooked up with this London real estate guy on the French show, and he now has a new show. And so I gave his show a whirl to see what it was like. And it goes from this, like, you know, the French show is all about this family and they're competitive, but not, they are a team. Okay. This guy in London has a handful of women working for him and it is so toxic and so aggressive and so competitive. It like makes me sick to my stomach. I watched a few episodes and I just thought, this is what I'm talking about. This is the girl boss for the, do whatever you got to do to sell the account, get the Birkin bag all the time, where you live, what you wear, everything matters 24/7.
Yeah.
And those things are fun. I'm a material girl. I like those things to matter every once in a while, but it's just this like poisonous, give it all you've got every waking moment of your life. I just don't. And I think that really because of social media and because of reels and just girl boss culture, that's kind of like it filters down to the homemaker, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing whatever you saw, X, Y, Z, then you're less than. And I hate that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just, I feel like for the last year on the show, I've been talking about like these big lies women believe. And I feel like this go, 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 be this certain person all the time lie, or you're less than, is just this huge lie that women have adopted. Mm-hmm. And I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. You know, what's funny is the times. Okay. Let me ask you this then.
Okay.
What are the times as a homemaker where you actually feel the most, quote, girl boss?
As a homemaker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right after I get the kids' homeschooling schedules done. Mm-hmm. It's basically admin. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm on top of my admin within the home, whether it's the menu, the shopping list, the bills.
So that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like when you have like budgeted your bank account to the dollar, regardless of how much money you have, whether you have a ton or you have almost none.
Right. If it's that
there is no like girl boss high that I get like I do when I have paid the bills and my little mail slot is empty and I've gone through and like budgeted all the things and okay, everything's as it should be. Like those are the moments. And that's, so those are like two different things, right? Because we're talking about like girl boss in terms of being on top of things, being organized in things, being like, if this was a job, which we did a whole season on a lot of years ago,
way back in the day.
Yeah. If this was a job,
what would you do?
Right. Today would have been a good day. That's right.
Yeah.
I did my job. That is much different than we need a bunch more money to spend in our budget and we need to figure out how to get it. Mm-hmm. Like those are two very, because we want to live this particular lifestyle at the cost of something else. Typically, you know, Stuart always talks about how life is like a pie. Stuart's my husband, by the way, if any of you are new around here. He talks about how life is a pie. And so imagine dividing up a pie and you can give this big of a slice to homeschool and you can give this big of a slice to your gardens, this big of a slice to your church, to your friends, to your family, this big of a slice to working out or learning Italian or whatever it is. If right. any of those slices get bigger, some other slice gets smaller.
That's why I always say something has to give. When people go, how do you do it all? I'm like, no. It's just whatever pie I'm serving that day.
Like, that's exactly
a slice it. That didn't get served.
That's exactly it. So yeah. I would never personally pursue endless money or a particular lifestyle, any of these kinds of things at the cost of my family.
Mm.
And in fact, like the opposite, when we had Georgia, when she came out, I was just like, well, we're screwed now because I can never go back to work. Like I am going to be with this human all the days of her life. I love her so much. And I wasn't, I had always worked up until that point. I was 24 when I had
homeschooling. I was like, and then I held him. I'm like, change of plans.
And now for something completely different.
Right.
Right. That's exactly it. And so when I've told you this before, but I'll tell you it again, when I decided to be a stay-at-home mom with Georgia, our first child, we were making $28,000 a year in a very affluent part of Alabama. People think Alabama, they think $28,000 is going to go a long way there. It depends on where you live. Okay.
Do you remember when we first met, or maybe it was like right a little bit after we met, I had 5 kids and we were like comparing, I think we were living on $48,000 a year. I remember my monthly budget for everything with 5 kids was $4,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Our food budget was $75 a week.
Yeah.
And there were 4 of us at that time, by the time we lived in Alabama. So yeah, it wasn't a financially lucrative decision.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was from that moment that I thought, okay, so I'm going to be home with these kids. This is going to be my priority, tending to the home, making food for the home, doing these things. You know, it was from that necessity of needing to be home, wanting to be home at the same time, really kind of hurting financially, that the Elliott Homestead became what it is. Because I began
to, being the mother of invention.
Exactly. I was just like, well, I guess I'm going to figure out how to do this from scratch, because that's what I had to do in order to make that happen. So like, there is a piece of that, like, girl boss that I'm really proud of. And I think frankly, women do a really, really good job of this. I can think of countless examples of when you see your friends or when you see couples or people go through things and you're like, dang, she wasn't just riding his coattails, waiting for him to take her here or there. Like, this was a partnership. He was doing this piece and she was doing this piece, and like,
yeah.
And that worked. So like, there's that hungry girl boss piece that is so valuable for the homemaker to have, even if it's only, here's our allotted budget, I'm going to manage that like a mother.
Right. I'm going to stop you right there, because I want to say thank you to this season's sponsor.
Okay.
Farm Wine.
I was really feeling it though.
I know. I made a note. So we're going to pick up right there. I promise.
Shade, okay.
What?
I'm sipping a little dry farm wine. So I gave them a little shout out on my YouTube channel this week too, because I do think what Dry Farms is doing is so valuable, and we're grateful to have them as the sponsor of Homemaker Chic podcast. Even if you just take a step back and think about the additives that are added to your standard wines at the grocery store, you guys, we are not living under a rock anymore. We know what these sorts of additives do to our bodies, how they disrupt our digestion, how they disrupt our sleep, how they skew our diet goals and our workout goals and all these sorts of things. And they can put 76 different additives into commercial wine and not tell you anything. It's not on the label. You're not going to be able to find that information, which is, I don't even know how that's possible anymore, especially with all this food dye stuff going on, which they can most certainly add to your wines as well. So to counter that, Dry Farms has gone around the world, found wineries who are making wine in old school methods. That's the best way I can describe it. No added sugar, no commercial yeasts, just spontaneous fermentation and whatever the grape is actually reflecting. And if you go to dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic, all one word, there's a link below in the show notes. Use that link. You can give them a try with they have a beautiful 3-box rosé that they're doing for spring. It's delicious. It's from Spain. It's fantastic. And they will give you an extra bottle with your first order for just a penny. So whether you want to try 3 bottles or 6 bottles or 12 bottles, this is a beautiful way for you to have good, clean wine on hand, not undo all of those things that you're doing. And I'll tell you, in girl boss mode, it's not Christmas, but there are baby showers, there are bridal showers, it's wedding season. This is such a beautiful gift. Get the sparkling box. It's one of my very favorites. You can have a lot of fun with this and share this with people throughout the summer. So dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic is where you can go to shop those wines.
Okay.
Okay.
So you were talking about women rising up. So
yeah.
Rising to the occasion. You know, they say things like, if you give a woman a house, she'll make a home. If you give her a hobby, she'll make a lifestyle. If you give her a child, she'll make a family.
Yeah.
And I think women, I don't want to speak for everyone. So I don't want to paint. I never want to paint too broadly, but women have this like bootstraps capability.
Yeah.
Like, that when push comes to shove, they're going to figure it out. And some figure out really quick overnight. Some it takes 5 years. You know, we hear all the time from people that listen to this show and like really did an overhaul, even on the way they run their home or their attitude about homemaking. But I think the homemaker, excuse me, in many ways is a girl boss of sorts. The downside of that, we are unstoppable. We are, you know, running on low sleep and still keeping our sourdough alive and homeschooling kids and doing all these things. The downside of that is running ourselves ragged and not having boundaries and setting really, really lofty expectations for ourselves that are not bad. They're just not good all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's such an important point. And look, I think this is actually important to showcase because you and I do get asked a lot, like how we do it. And right now in our family, for example, my work is this work. It's the Elliott Homestead and the online store. It's the K-Vita trips. It's like, I'm doing these things. I'm not doing them in nap times like I used to.
No, I used to only work during nap times.
Right.
And now it's like, this is mom's work day.
This is mom's
day out night.
That's right.
This is, you know, I've got older. I've got like four preteens and above now. This is your dinner night. This is your cleanup night. This is, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. So when you see us, and I think this is actually one of the ditches of...
ditches is such a good word.
Of homemaking is that you see homemakers online talking about these sorts of things. And meanwhile, they're having to be girl boss behind the scenes to make that happen. So it's like, well, are you talking about it or are you actually doing it? I don't necessarily think it has to be, they don't have to be pitted against each other. Two things can be true at the same time. But if we go back to that pie analogy, if I'm giving a bigger piece of pie towards work, then that means less of a piece of pie can go to anything else. So either you're working that out with your spouse to say, okay, I'm going to give this much, this piece of pie, this much energy, and therefore you have to give this pie this piece of energy, you know, and that's that whole partnership thing. And by the way, it's always changing. So
it's always changing. It's always fluid. And
yes,
you know, you mentioned like if you're looking at things online. So if you're watching whoever homemaker online and she's doing all the things, she's got the sourdough, she's got the animals, or she's like some sort of homeschool guru and you're feeling less than. But it's also she's branded like it's really important to remember, like not everybody is putting everything out for content.
Yeah.
Online creators are, many of them, you and I, and many of them are presenting what's actually, like, this is actually the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But we're not necessarily showing the work, the administrative side, the personal assistants, or the, you know, like, it's easy to think, oh, she is doing it all.
Yeah.
So I'm not, and I'm not doing it all.
Therapy can help, but sometimes it isn't the whole answer. Talkiatry gives you access to real psychiatric care with licensed clinicians who can diagnose and prescribe medication if it's right for you. It's a simple way to get effective treatment right from home. Talkiatry is a 100% online psychiatric practice. Unlike therapy apps, Talkiatry is psychiatry, and they provide comprehensive evaluations, diagnosis, and ongoing medication management for conditions like ADHD, anxiety, and more. All of their 600-plus clinicians are in-network with major insurers, so you can use your existing insurance instead of paying monthly subscriptions or out-of-network fees. You'll meet with an experienced, licensed psychiatrist who takes the time to understand what's going on, builds a personalized treatment plan, and can prescribe medication when it's right for you. Your care stays consistent and evidence-based. Getting started with Talkiatry takes just a few minutes. Complete a short online assessment, get matched with clinicians who fit your needs, and schedule your first visit in days, not months. Head to talkiatry.com/homemakerchic and complete the short assessment to get matched with an in-network psychiatrist in just a few minutes. That's talkiatry.com/homemakerchic to get matched in minutes.
And also, you don't see those moments. Like I called Angela on last Monday, and I was trying to edit my first reel, and it took me 4 hours. It was 20 seconds long, and I cried 3 times. I'm not going to show that.
Right.
It's because it's unhelpful and it was unnecessary and it was just a moment, right? But that's exactly right. As youth, you have no idea what it costs people to put things out there, whatever it is. So a great example of this on the non-digital side is, are you familiar with Andrew? I think his name's Andrew Pudawa. So he did this incredible writing curriculum that's really popular in homeschool communities. And Stuart was telling me about an article he read about him and saying it almost cost him his family because it took so much effort for him to put this curriculum together. And he was talking about what a horrible time it was for his family and the ramifications of that sort of devotion to his work. And here we are, all these homeschool communities being like, yay, this is so great. Isn't this wonderful? Right. Da, da, da. Meanwhile, he's, you know, probably still repairing some of the damage that was done from this effort. And so you cannot know what is going on behind the scenes. You just cannot know. So I think first step in Girl Boss is, Angela used to tell me, put on your blinders.
Yeah.
Put on your blinders, because if you're focused on your homemaker, let's just say laundry, having food in the fridge, being on top of your bills, making sure your home is in decent shape. If you're just focusing on those things, then you go online and you see some chick who's starting 3 businesses and bringing in $5 million a year. What does that do to you?
Yeah.
It can often defeat you in thinking, well, all I did was mop my floors today. So Angela always told me, I'll never, like, just put on your blinders. You put on your blinders. Now, some people have this incredible ability. I don't know many of them. I know a few who can look at everything everybody's doing and it has zero effect on them. But most of us are actually really impacted. And so I would say, Girl Boss, in your own home, regardless of what you're doing, even if it's you figuring out your schedule with your part-time job or taking your kids to school or whatever it is, put your blinders on, because your Girl Boss job is actually to just do your stuff, to be involved in other people's stuff.
It's so true. I mean, if we go back to this idea of this being a job, mm-hmm. Okay, so let's, for fun for this episode, we're going to say homemakers or girl bosses.
Okay.
Everyone is hired to their respective careers in a different capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's job application looks different. Everyone's CV looks different. Everyone's job interview is different. Everyone's job description is different.
Mm-hmm.
So to hop online and look at what everybody's doing through your lens it's not fair. Well, it's not fair to them. It's not fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, you're not getting the whole story. Second of all, their story is not your story. Your story is not their story. Their job is not your job.
Oh.
You know, it's just, you can't. Yeah. And so I know, you know, women use social media as a source of inspiration. And that's wonderful. It's a wonderful place for people to find inspiration. But know thyself. you have to get off of it the minute like you start. If you're just scrolling and you're like, oh, look at that pie crust. Oh, look at her organized closet. Get off.
Yep. You're not in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
You're not in the right frame of mind. If those are your thoughts, you need to focus more on building your own flow.
Right.
Building your own flow for
and
what
I just
you
want to
have
say
to
something.
Manage. Say it, girl. Don't hold back.
You don't have to put it online to make it valid.
What?
You don't have to start a blog. You don't have to post your organized closet to Instagram. You don't have to capture the plated food. You don't have to share your ideas on homeschooling. You can, but I think it's again, my job as a content creator is not someone else's job. That is my job in some ways. But we've adopted this idea that there's a validity to our actions that comes with telling someone about them.
Oh, it's a justification.
But it's a validity too. It doesn't
really
happen unless I put it out there.
Yeah, that's not a very girl boss move though. That's like saying I didn't actually do it unless my boss pats me on the back and says, "Hey, good job."
And it's actually like if you really get down and dirty with it, that's really gross.
It's just insecurity. So, if you want that, and I think it's okay. The joke in our family is like, "Come see my doorknob," because you know, my dad will do this, like he did this doorknob one time and he was like, "Hey, come look what I did. Come look what I did." So we always joke, "Come see my doorknob." Part of it is excitement. Sometimes it's pride in what you actually did, but like find the right person to share that with. You know, like sometimes if Stu's not home and I clean a room, I'll send him a picture and be like, "Look what I did. Isn't that exciting?" And then, you know, he'll be happy because he knows he's going to come home to a clean house. These kinds of things we can share in the excitement together. Or I'll send it to my mom, or I'll send it to my sister. I'll send it to Angela. Like, "Yay, look what I did. I finally fixed this broken thing." Like there are wonderful ways where you can actually use moments like that to build real community.
Yeah.
Right. So like, it's not the act of sharing it that's bad. Seeking validation, especially from anonymous people, is. And, you know, because you and I are actually people who post online, I don't want this to sound hypocritical.
I know.
We have done a lot of work also, you know, for all the things I've done wrong over the years, I have one thing going for me, right? And that is that nothing that I do is like staged or fake. And so people cannot like it, but it's not hyper curated. Like we share a lot of imperfections in our family. We share a lot of, you know, you and I talk about very personal things on here. I'm not afraid to show, you know, these ugly pieces of things because
salsa in the nightstand drawer.
Exactly. It's like, this is just actually our life. And so my hope first is that people don't feel that way when they consume, I guess, for lack of a better word, the types of things that we share. Mm-hmm. But just the flip side of it is, we're not looking for validation, and there's been like decades of hard work there so that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something that we have to check in ourselves all the time. Why am I actually posting this? You know, am I proud of what I did? Am I happy with this work?
I still do it. You know, I still do it even the way like you have a text that you're going to send and you're like, "Yeah, I'm just not going to send that." Yeah. And delete, delete, delete. Sometimes I'll get a post all done. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, cringy.
Cringy.
We're going to take it back, bitch. I'll tell you what's not cringy.
Our sponsors.
Thanking our sponsors. And I was putting on my makeup when we first started the podcast.
Hi, Stuart.
I'm going to record the podcast. I'm recording the podcast. No, I'm not done. No. I'm still going. Stop it. He's in my window.
I was like, I know there's a window right there.
Just being silly.
What are you doing?
So thank you to Toops & Co. for sponsoring Homemaker Chic Podcast. I was putting on my lip gloss. This is called Ti Amo. And I love this lip gloss. You know how sometimes when you put lip gloss on and then like 30 minutes later, your lips feel like they're on fire?
No, but
I hate that. No, it's a thing that happens. It's because like the chemicals in it. This stuff is just so nourishing. It has such good ingredients in it. So number one ingredient, castor oil, coconut oil, sunflower seed oil, cocoa butter, grape seed oil, like just so many beautiful things. And Toops & Co., by the way, you can use the code HMC10 for 10% off, but it's not just lip stuff. It's foundations, powders, eyeshadows, mascaras, eyebrow pencils. So it's all these beautiful clean makeups.
I just placed a huge order last night. As a matter of fact, like my quarterly order
Yeah.
I texted Aiden. He's a firefighter. He's like exposed to so many chemicals. Can I get you some charcoal soap, please? Get that crap off your body.
Yeah.
You know, the girls ordered their lip gloss. I lost my gua sha stone.
You were just talking about it. What the heck?
I don't know.
Gosh.
It's gone. My bedroom ate it. So I ordered a new one.
Maybe it's in your nightstand covered in salsa. Shop all of their skincare with clean ingredients for nourished skin. No disrupting toxins, no preservatives, nothing like that. You can use the code HMC10 for 10% off. And the website is toopsandco.com.
Absolutely. And we would love to say thank you to Branch Basics. Let's see, as we're recording this, I have a live sale on Instagram tonight. My new loot from Paris, the first of many sales. I'm so excited. That means I have to clean my kitchen. That means I have to get all the bacon grease off my stovetop. That means I will be using my favorite Branch Basics all purpose. So what I do is I take my concentrate and I fill it to the line that my little glass bottle says, and that makes my all-purpose cleaner. And that is like this nuclear cleaner that I use in my kitchen. It's amazing. You can use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC at branchbasics.com for 15% off their starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to treat yourself to the glass one. You can do the plastic. I think the glass is so chic. It looks so great. I just leave mine right out on my kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful thing is there are no hormone disruptors. They're free of fragrance. They're hypoallergenic. No preservatives. Baby safe. Pet safe. We get a lot of questions about pets. Can I use them around pets? Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have this wonderful concentrate that's going to make well over 100 different products, bottles, whatever for you.
Yep.
So you can use it as a stain remover. You can clean glass. You can clean your stove, the bacon grease. So visit branchbasics.com. The code you want to use for 15% off their starter kit is Homemaker Chic. That's easy peasy to remember. And while you're there, add on their best-selling laundry detergent.
I was just going to say, use their laundry detergent to wash your American Blossom linen sheets. So I just did this yummy thing with my sheets the other day because I've had these sheets for a few years now, right? 3 years, something like that.
Yeah.
But I've had my ABL sheets and I love them so much. I forgot how much I loved them until I was in Italy and slept on these other sheets in our rental house.
You get
house.
Back and you're like, I love American Blossom.
Yeah. They're like, I don't want to, this is going to sound wrong. And I don't, they're like crunchy, but in like the right, like in that old vintage linen kind of a way,
mm-hmm.
you know, like where they're super soft, but like, but they feel right. I don't know. They feel right. Anyway, I put them into my washing machine with a scoop of Branch Basics and I just like kind of let them soak for a while. I put a few drops of lavender essential oil in there because I love the smell of lavender. Washed them and then I line dried them outside in the sunshine and put them on the bed and it was absolute happy days, as Jamie Oliver would say. Happy, happy days. These are such fantastic sheets. You need to try them. It's summertime. It is the perfect time. Pay a little attention to your bed so that you can sleep beautifully. These are all American grown and made, and they're fantastic. Okay, and Angela has a coupon code, which is...
Yeah, the coupon code is SOFT20 at AmericanBlossomLinens.com.
There you go. There you go. Okay. I want to go back to this idea of girl boss too. And I actually... This might sound a little bit wrong, but I think, you know, this is actually something in the right way that should be encouraged in the way that we're setting the stage of it for. Like, yeah, girl, be the boss, be the manager, be the caretaker, be a driving forward energy for your home. Like, that's a good thing, even if you're not working outside the home. The woman being the energy, that source, a nucleus of power in her home. Right. That's a good thing.
The mitochondria of the home.
The mitochondria of the home. Right. The only thing I remember from high school biology. Yeah. Exactly. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not called. And again, this... Go to Proverbs 31, okay? Mm-hmm. She was not a lazy woman. She just didn't sit around waiting for her husband to bring her Gucci purses. That is not your role. You are not just meant to be taken care of. Period. You're meant to be taken care of in certain ways. Mm-hmm. But like, we all are workers. We are all meant to work. We are all meant to labor. In different ways, different callings at different times. I have this wonderful friend of mine, and her husband was injured on his job to the point that he couldn't work. So now he's on disability and she has to work. She has to work. Her husband is incapable of physically of working. And, you know, that's not how she saw her life going, but that is the way that life took her. And that's something I think that could leave a lot of people really bitter. And instead, she's really embraced it. She's an entrepreneur now, and she's made something really beautiful of it. And that is just kind of life, isn't it? It takes you in different directions. and you kind of need to be prepared. So if when you have that, that energy, that like, yeah, I am here to work. I'm here to rest. I'm here to play. I'm here to delight. I'm here to have joy. I'm also here to labor. That's kind of, to me, a good balance of energies. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I do like that you acknowledged like seasons. There's going to be seasons that are more intense than others. There's going to be seasons where you were a career woman, a career, you know, with or without children, you were a career. You put the effort in, you've got the 401k, you have the investments, and now you're in a phase that's a little bit easier and your work is going to be different. Maybe your work is going to visit your child at college. You know, maybe your work is going to be in the community. It's going to be different. I think it's a really crass expression. Can I do that on this show? It's not going to be balls out all the time. Okay. Sorry. Gave the heads up. It's just not. It's not going to be. And that, I think, is really, that's what I don't like about the girl boss. It's not girl boss till you drop 24/7 your whole life. You're going to have more seasons that are relaxed. And I think it's important for you to structure your life where there's pockets of relaxation, pockets of hobbies. It's just not like everything all the time. That's not sustainable. I know that's what we see on Netflix shows or on social media, but that's...
It's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. Yeah.
No. I talked about this on Instagram last week because I've learned a lot through... You've been doing these things for much longer than me, so you probably learned this lesson a lot earlier than I did. But working out and learning Italian, both lifelong endeavors.
Right.
I was talking to a tutor of mine the other day and she, you know, she speaks completely fluent English. She's been teaching two English students for close to 20 years. Speaks English way better than I could ever hope to speak Italian. And after she gets done talking with English speaking students during the day, she said, I get done and my brain is exhausted. Like, it's so tired of thinking and speaking in English. And this is after 20 years of being fluent. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of goes, it kind of went to show me like, hey, girl, you ain't ever done. These are sort of, these are lifelong things. And so you need to be willing. It's not balls out. It is meant to be, as the Italians say, piano e piano, which is slowly and slowly, like, literally one step.
And it also says that your fatigue at the end of the day is valid. Something I had a real hard time. That took me a long time to go like, hey, guess what? I think my family is actually a little surprised because I am such a baller that in the last couple of years, I'm like, hey, I'm done now. Yeah. Mom's going to go up to her room. Yeah. Go to bed. It's 8:35. Peace out.
Yeah. You know,
like I'm done. I'm actually.
Yeah. Do you feel like that can come? I feel like I can do that like at totally at peace when I have set my priorities really well, because you can't do all the things. So like, I know what my daily work is. I know I got to put food on the table. I know we got to keep the kids' schedule that we've all kind of agreed to. I do Italian. I work out. I garden. That's it. That is like capacity for me. And if something else comes into the schedule, like a bridal shower or something, mm-hmm. that means one of those pieces has to go. Like, there's just not enough space in the day. But I love getting to the end of the day and being like, yeah, I was boss of this and this and this and this. And today's Wednesday. That's my bill paying day. I did that. I responded to this email. I made sure I got food on the table, even if it was just like popcorn and cheese sticks and beef jerky.
This is the second week in a row you've referenced popcorn and cheese. First, you did it on the phone the other day, and I thought,
yeah, popcorn and cheese.
What are you talking about? Popcorn and cheese.
Popcorn and cheese.
You did it on the show.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Quesadillas is ours.
And quesadillas, I already did that this week.
The quesadilla card.
No, I because this actually goes into the like the softer piece of things. Like, sloppy would just be being like, hey kids, good luck, go have a glass of milk. I don't know. This is my role right now still. They still need some direction here. And so soft means, yeah, we had a crazy busy day. Last week Georgia was in a play and it was a lot of extra driving, a lot of extra trips. So the schedule was just way more hectic than it normally is. Short little season, right? Little few weeks. What that means is that I need to be softer with myself. So it actually delighted me. I made popcorn. I put out cucumber and hummus.
There's your soft.
Okay. I put out cheese sticks. There was something else we had that was really nice that went along with it. Stu and I made some nice Negronis. So like, we had this like wonderful little nibble meal and I felt zero guilt. I was just like, this is delightful. We put on a family movie and it was wonderful. And it wasn't sloppy. It was soft.
Yeah. And sometimes, so that's another paradigm shift. We tend to think of the sloppy as the laundry's piling up. Dinner is, you know, a bowl of cereal. We put that in our sloppy category. Sloppy is, you know, me looking disheveled for a day or staying in my workout clothes or whatever. But sometimes sloppy is the crash out from doing too much.
Totally.
Mom's a raging bee. Everything's coming off the rails, you know, like sometimes the sloppy is the side effect from doing too much. It's not the not doing it.
Yeah.
It's the explosion from doing it.
Oh, totally.
That can be the sloppy. Probably. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe more often than not.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I suppose, so like when I typically work out, I work out at like 3 p.m. And then once that's done, I've done my computer work. I need to blow off some steam. And so I go, I lift, I come back and I'm still in my workout clothes, but I will make dinner and usually do the rest of the night in my workout clothes. So like I get ready in the morning, I'm professional. I put on my little homemaking uniform and I do the things. And then in the afternoon, I go blow off steam, lifting, and then the rest of the day I'm in my yoga pants. And people might look at that and think, oh, well, that's a bit sloppy. But it's not. It's actually been a hyper productive day. And this is my little way of being soft with myself and being like, yeah, girl, you did it. Good job. Mm-hmm. You got to the end of the day. You're making dinner. You're doing the things. You did your workout. So I suppose what could look as sloppy to some people is actually me being soft with myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't wear them all day. I because that does make me sloppy, but I do like wearing them as a reward for doing it.
I do too. I try to like dress in an outfit every day, you know, after whatever morning work or whatever. And then that is my like treat to.
Yeah, it's just a treat.
Bra and.
Yeah, that's how I feel about wine too. Like, that's my rule. I'm like, you got to get your workout in. I like to just have a glass of wine while I'm making dinner. And I say, if you want one, you better get in there, do your lifting. Right. Right. Then you can have one in your yoga pants.
Yep.
Well, friends, let us know what you think about this topic, will you? I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts. This is something we like to do here on the podcast, is just think out loud in front of you, which I suppose enough nothing else keeps it honest. So
I thought it came out good. I thought it was a good conversation.
You always say that.
Because I sometimes I sit down, I'm like, gosh, you know, it's like when you sit down to write, you start with a blank screen.
Yeah.
So none of this is scripted. We might have like a few bullet points like, hey, maybe we could explore this, but we don't know what that exploration is going to look like. So when we get done, I am proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
For being here. We love you guys. And we're going to be back next week, continuing with this soft, not sloppy conversation. If you missed last week, be sure to check that out because we talked about your period.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was a good one.
Yeah, we did. All right. Thanks for being here, ladies. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
Cheers.